For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
And now for another black perspective on the drug war. How did a bunch of poorly equipped Vietnamese peasants beat the mightiest army the world has ever known? Well, back in the 60s, the United States was fighting not one, but two wars. The war against communism in Vietnam, and Jim Crow at home. Every evening on the TV news, America's racism was laid bare for all to see as tear gas, dogs, fire hoses, and police batons were used to deny black Americans the very same rights that carpet bombing, defoliants, and napalm were supposed to be winning for foreigners half a world away. Racism kept America from winning the moral high ground. Support withered for the war overseas, and America, for the first time in its history, was defeated. Today, America is at war with radical Islam in Iraq and Afghanistan, and Jim Crow has been replaced with drug war. Every evening, the nightly news shows America holding fair elections in Iraq side by side with electoral fraud in Florida, the rebuilding of Baghdad, and the neglect of New Orleans, liberation in Afghanistan, and 1 million black Americans in prison, most for minor drug possession. Drug war is a log in America's eye, and we must address it before we can deal with the specks in the eyes of other nations. Support our troops by ending drug prohibition. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
On July 15th, Canadian soldiers seized an estimated $3 million worth of opium from a Taliban compound in southern Afghanistan. In the unequivocal words of Lieutenant Colonel Ian Hope, quote, "The Taliban is funded in large part by the opium trade," end quote. The Bush administration, despite sternly warning Americans in 2001 that the drug trade funds international terrorism, has relied upon the illegal trade to finance its neoconservative agenda. The illegal drug trade is now Afghanistan's principal source of foreign investment and accounts for more than half of the Afghan economy. In Sussex, England, a woman was found guilty this week of selling heroin to a 9-year-old boy. The judge told her that, quote, "selling Class A drugs to a small child is about as bad as it gets," end quote. Few would disagree, but I would add that the American neoconservatives' shameful dependency on selling Afghanistan's bounty wholesale in the international black market is considerably worse. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.